From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. U.S. President Joe Biden says he feels Russia has begun invading Ukraine. Biden says he's imposing economic sanctions on Russian financial firms, sovereign debt, and individuals. And if Russia goes further with the invasion, his country stands prepared to increase sanctions.
These are totally defensive moves on our part. We have no intention of fighting Russia. We want to send an unmistakable message, though, that the United States, together with our allies, will defend every inch of NATO territory.
Biden's statement follows Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering troops to deploy to separate regions of eastern Ukraine yesterday. Income tax filing season is underway. The Canada Revenue Agency officially opened its electronic doors to tax filers yesterday. Receipts for government payments, such as employment insurance and pensions, are due in the mail by next Monday, but the agency is warning that some may be delayed until mid-March. With the usual tax filing deadline falling on a Saturday this year, the federal government says you'll have to get your forms filed by Monday, May 2nd at midnight. Foster and forever homes are needed for about four dozen cats recently brought down to our region from the James Bay coast. Northern Ontario Animal Welfare Society Acting President Tasha Eddy says they range in age from 9 months to about 10 years.
And everybody we have in our care right now, with the exception of a few that are going through medical treatment, are spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and ready to go.
Food, litter, and vet services for foster cats are provided by the society. More information is available through links on our website. Finally, this afternoon, our local history examination this week deals with the origins of winter carnivals coming from dog sled races that began in Timmins in 1916. That first one featured a 13-mile trek from downtown east through the mining camp and back. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says there were certain requirements for the dogs pulling the sleds.
You could have a team of up to four dogs. Your dog, however, had to have lived in the area for at least 4 months. There was no bringing in any ringers, and don't bring in your buddy's best dog out of DePauw, Manitoba.
More on early dog races morphing into winter carnivals next Monday. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.